going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
106.7 The Fan, Toby Altizer. Lynnell Willingham, and for the guys on The Fan today, we're talking about if this team has bridged the gap with the Philadelphia Eagles. And one of the guys they brought in, and one of the things, too, that I think is interesting here is when you look at the conglomerate of the trades that they've made, I think most people feel good about the three big trades they've made since they've taken over. I think people generally liked the Lattimore deal when it was done. Maybe they feel differently now. I think people like the Tunsil deal, and I think people like the Debo deal. I think the interesting part now is maybe you wish you had some more picks if you wanted to go after Trey Hendrickson. Beside the point, I don't want to get into the Trey Hendrickson discussion right now.
It don't matter. Look, F them picks.
You got to build something long-term here.
You only got so much time with Jaden on this rookie contract is how I would look
at it. But we're in year two. We're not in year four. You're in year two. I think you got to be smart with this. You got to try to build something long-term. But when you look at Debo, what are your expectations for him? Because I think I think some people have sky high. I know you have sky high expectations.
You know what I'm about to say.
I do not. I do not.
If you got some money out there, I don't tell people how to spend their money. I don't tell people how to gamble because when I do gamble and do my little $5 CVS receipt parlays, I normally don't win. But if you got a little extra cash and you can get Debo Samuel Offensive Player of the Year odds, lock it in.
No.
Lock it
to
in.
To me, that's a waste of money.
Maybe he doesn't win the award, so to speak.
He
but
won't.
For you to, I think he is going to make, I think he'll lead the team in touchdowns this year.
Okay, how many are we talking here?
Double digit.
So I just don't see him.
Running and receiving.
I think he's going to be a good player for this team. I don't question that at all. But his last three season in yards from scrimmage, he went 864 in 22. 11-17 and 23, and last year 806. Where do you think he ends up? Like, what kind of stat line are you looking at that you're saying he could potentially be in that discussion?
I think he has about close to 900 yards receiving.
Okay.
And I think he gets 450 to 500 yards rushing.
So you think 1,300, 1,400 yards?
I think he has a 2021 type of season.
Yeah,
I think he's got the ability to have that type of year.
So in that season, he went 1,400 yards through the air. So you're saying a little bit less than that. And he had 365 yards on the ground. And some of this, too, is those receiving yards can be either rushing yards because they're all going to be screens. A lot of the screens and stuff. I think he has last year's season. And is it worth a fifth-round pick? Sure. Is it worth the price tag? Probably not. I think he has last year's season.
You think he runs for 136 yards?
Absolutely.
Come on.
I
in this offense, behind this offensive line, there's no chance.
Yeah.
He will be the feature. He will be the feature guy on offense. I think
Terry's still that guy.
Terry wasn't the feature guy last year and still led the team in receiving.
Who was
yards.
The feature guy?
I don't think there was a feature guy. So think about the gripes we had about him and the lack of targets.
Yeah, I mean, that's valid. I honestly think
how
that.
How many double-digit catch games did Terry have last year?
I think he's going to be fine. I just don't see Debo Samuel being the difference maker that some people think he's going to be.
Yeah, I feel like you're a little asleep at the wheel when it comes to.
I don't.
to Debo.
He had 800 yards last year. I think they'd be happy if you got 800 yards this year.
He was playing with Brock Purdy.
I understand that.
Think about here's the added value with, in the run game with him when you've got a mobile quarterback.
How can he have, to me, how is he going to have 1,500 yards like you're saying when I don't particularly think he's good past 5 yards past the line of scrimmage?
Huh?
I don't think he's good against zone. He's not a man beater.
He's a football player.
He's a good
football
player.
When the ball gets in his hands, people would need to watch out. That's how I look at it.
Maybe I'm biased because I like this guy, but if we're talking guys that are going to run down the field and do some stuff, give me Jalen Lane.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Can Jalen Lane get off press coverage?
Give me Luke McCaffrey.
Can Luke McCaffrey beat out Noah Brown?
In terms of true wide receivers, guys that are going to go down the field, I think he's going to be nice in that role of catching screens. Do I think he can get 1,500 yards catching screen passes?
The Commandante, whatever the hell you
Commandante.
Say. Commandante Tequila actually said something worth reading. How do we win all our games? We shared the ball and passed it all around. Like, that's last year who they
Absolutely.
Were.
Absolutely.
It didn't feel so to answer your question, I didn't think there was a feature guy last year.
And that's fine. I don't think that
I know for a fact Cliff has wanted a Debo in his offense forever. I think they're gonna have packages on packages. I stand firm in this. You could take this to the bank. He will lead the team in touchdowns. And it will be double digit.
That very well may be the case.
He may have close to 20 touchdowns next year.
That very well may be the case. I just don't see a world and where he is impactful as some people are talking about, because I don't see him as a good wide receiver past 5 yards down past the line of scrimmage. I think he's going to catch a lot of balls short, and he's going to be good at setting up blocks. He's not going to go for 1,500 yards doing that. I think that's the one thing that they're still lacking is a true number two wide receiver. I hope Luke can step into that. I hope Jalen Lane can step into that.
I think there's one guy.
Maybe Noah Brown can step into that.
I think there's one guy in the receiver room that I am going to root for hard, and I have an inkling that he will be a lot more involved than maybe we're giving credit for. I think Michael Gallup has something in the tank.
Well, I'm Michael glad Gallup, thinks that.
Michael Gallup, throughout his career, has been a better football player than Noah Brown. So, if he's healthy and his mind's in the right spot, he is a more physically gifted guy. He's a better football player. Will he play it? Will he play like it? I don't know.
I have a hard time thinking that he's going to come back and make a huge impact. I think this offense, to me, is still a weapon short. I don't think it's going to be an issue because the offensive line is better, and so it's going to step up. I think Terry's going to have a great year because you've helped out. You're going to make people scoot up a little bit because of the way that you brought in a Debo Samuel. I think he's going to have a big impact. I'm not trying to say he's not going to, but I think his impact is going to be felt more with other players than in turn just with Debo going for 1,500 yards. I don't see it. I think he goes for 800 yards from scrimmage again like he did last year, and I'm fine with that. I think he's worth a fifth-round pick. I don't think he's worth the contract.
For you to think he's only going to get 136 rushing yards, that's tough.
Okay, then fine. You take some of those, give some of those rushing yards and take away some of the receiving yards.
I just think he's a better fit in the offense than your – giving it credit for, it feels like. I really do feel like he is going to be the focal point.
I don't think he's as explosive.
How can you say that, though? That, my thing with this about...
What do you mean,
how
can I say that?
Last year does not...
He had 1,700 yards in 21, and the last two of the last 3 years, he's gone under 1,000 total yards.
Byproduct of the offense. Brandon Ayuk has emerged.
That offense does stuff they get him the ball in similar ways to what we're going to do here, too.
Brandon Ayuk and George Kittle have emerged as pass-catching threats in the offense. Christian McCaffrey has come there and taken some of the load off of him. So I think it's a lack. Why do you think he wanted out of San Fran? He wasn't getting the touches. The usage was not there.
Again,
I think with the usage he's going to have here, he is going to be a problem.
He's going to be a good player.
Book it. And this is no slight to Terry McLaurin. I think Terry's great. I think they complement each other perfectly. Deebo Samuel will be the most explosive player on this offense this year.
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Usually we do Ask B. Mitch Anything at 1 o'clock on Fridays. Ask Toby and Linnell Anything coming up next. You're on B. Mitch and Finley.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.